The Obama administration has sent 40 tons of weapons and ammunition to shore up the transitional government of Somalia, under siege from insurgent Islamic fighters known as Al-Shabaab, who control most of the country. The aid package, worth $10 million, will include training in small arms from Ugandan troops who are currently in Somalia serving as African Union peacekeepers. The United States will also fund logistics training for the peacekeepers from Kenya, Burundi, and Uganda. The Al-Shabaab rebel movement, which is dedicated to imposing strict Islamic law in Somalia, promised to seize the weapons sent by the U.S. government. The rebels launched an offensive in early May against the transitional government, which killed 250 civilians and forced 160,000 Somalis to flee from their homes. The Intergovernmental Authority on Development, a coalition of 7 countries on the Horn of Africa, has imposed an air and sea blockade to stop military supplies from reaching the Islamic fighters, which includes foreign combatants from Central Asia. The situation has gotten so dire that the transitional government declared a state of emergency in late June, pleading for more peacekeeping troops to battle the insurgents. Media reports indicated Ethiopia and Kenya had sent forces to the Somalia border and threatened to intervene in the East African country. Troops from Ethiopia left Somalia last December, ending a 2-year mission to defend the transitional government. The U.S. Supreme Court upheld key enforcement powers of the Voting Rights Act while giving local authorities more ability to opt out of jurisdiction in a closely watched case. This mixed decision surprised many observers who expected the High Court to strike down Section 5, the enforcement clause of the Voting Rights Act. The majority decision written by Chief Justice John Roberts allowed the plaintiff, the Northwest Austin Municipal Utility District, to be exempt from the Voting Rights Act. The Texas Public Utility elects its board of directors, which before the court decision had to meet the standards of the Voting Rights Act. Debo Ajibail of the NAACP Legal Defense and Education Fund observed, "This case was brought to tear the heart out of the Voting Rights Act, and today that effort failed." But Yale Law School professor Heather Gerken fears the Supreme Court will axe Section 5 of the Voting Rights Act the next opportunity it gets. The majority decision spent a great deal of time evaluating the constitutionality of Section 5 and reads like a rough draft of a decision to kill it. In recent weeks, the unregulated hedge fund industry has raised its profile on Capitol Hill and boosted ties with key congressional Democrats like Senator Chris Dodd and Congressman Barney Frank, who will oversee the overhaul of financial regulation. The push is being led by former Republican Congressman Richard Baker, the former chairman of the House Financial Services Committee, who now runs the hedge fund lobby, the Managed Fund Association. According to the New York Times, Baker's push influenced the Obama administration's proposal to overhaul financial regulation, giving the Federal Reserve Board more power over large financial institutions. The proposal called for registration of hedge funds with the Securities and Exchange Commission, a non-issue for most hedge funds. Hedge fund managers are more concerned with federal rules on leveraging, shorting practices, and the use of derivatives. Baker is trying to keep hedge funds free from oversight by the Federal Reserve. The hedge fund lobbyist says the funds are not systemically important to the financial system and do not need Federal Reserve oversight. Many critics dismiss this claim, noting that hedge funds played a significant role in last year's market meltdown. This week's news summary was compiled by Bob Nixon. For Between the Lines, I'm Emily Santos-Poplowski. Thank you.